Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to Faith Focus Fitness Blog Talk Radio Show. We're going to be having some great guests on today. We have Ms. Joy and Jimmy Hall that's going to be on the line today. I'm super excited to get to know their story and see what they're doing, so I'm super excited about that. I want to go over some announcements first before we get started. If you're looking for some advertisement, promotions, commercials, radio spins, or radio interviews, This is a perfect platform to get on. So I'm looking for some life coaches and some authors and some singers and songwriters. My platform actually, I'm so excited because I'm finally able to expand outside the United States. So I have people in Ghana, Morocco, India, Nigeria, Trinidad, Europe, Uganda, Canada, the Philippines, a little part of South America, and all over the United States. So I'm just super excited to share this platform with you guys. So if you know anybody or if you're looking for anyone, I mean, if you're looking for, you know, to advertise your business, you can contact me, Faith Lane, at 240-640-5492. Or you can just email me at faithfocusedfinish@gmail.com. That's faithfocusedfinish@gmail.com. So I want to welcome Ms. Joy and Mr. Jimmy to the line. Are you guys there?
Yes, we are. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Great morning. Great morning. How are you guys?
Good. My finale favorite.
All right, good. Now. That's all you can do is just be highly in favor, right? Well, the young lady whose song I just played a few minutes ago, her name is Iva Foster, and that song is called So Amazing. I had her on my show last week. And so I was super excited, you know, to share her music. She has a beautiful voice and a beautiful soul. Very interesting lady. So just a little, have you guys ever heard of her before?
I had not heard of it, but the song was amazing.
Yes, ma'am. She also has another song called No Weapon. I'm going to be playing that a little bit later on, but it's pretty cool. CB, she's an up-and-coming gospel singer, very inspirational.
Wish her the best.
Thank you. Just a little bit about Mr. Jimmy and Joy Wallace. Mr. Jimmy is the co-founder of the Strong Strong Tower Global Ministry. He has been used by God to speak and empower men in the prison, in the streets in various communities. That sounds pretty interesting. I can't wait to find out about that. A great man, inspiration, influence, and change, and dynamic passion, and an energetic speaker, and a champion of Christ. Sounds like a winner to me. And Ms. Joy is an author, a CEO, and the founder of the Legacy Foundation, the Legacy Builder, Legacy Health and Wellness Solutions, and book, and she also has a book called Joy Come in the Morning, a true servant of God and her community. As a registered nurse, she's a patient advocate and safety coach who longs to see patients at their best. I love it. She's a healthcare educator and awareness, along with positive impact and motivation. Wow. You guys stay busy, I see.
Yes,
amen.
I like it when two come together and they can speak the same thing at the same time.
Amen.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about the Legacy Foundation. Tell me a little bit about the Legacy Foundation. Did both you guys start it together, or did one of you guys start it?
Actually, I have to say and congratulations on an announcement for the both of us. Jimmy and I are newlyweds. So the Legacy Foundation was actually started prior to our marriage in May of 2015. The Legacy Foundation was started from a dream that I had while I was in the hospital. And most times when God wants to speak to me, he usually has to lay me down or stall me long enough where he has my attention. And what better place than it to be than in the hospital? So
one night
I woke up in the middle of the night, and God told me that he wanted to use me to be a resource and a liaison to others in the community. And one of the things for the Legacy Foundation is a leading lady leaving a legacy, one child, one family, one community at a time. And the one is there because it was just me. And I was trying to figure out, God, how can I reach someone? And I don't care if you die today or tomorrow, but if you reach that one that God has spoken to you to reach, you've done what you're supposed to do. So, but what I've found is when God watches your actions to reach just that one, the one becomes two, the two becomes 10, the 10 becomes 20, and so on and so forth. So I think that was his way of getting me started.
Right. And that makes a lot of sense, to, you know, to call it, you know, the builder. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know, one person started and they building. And what's so beautiful about your story is that once you started, you know, got married, and congratulations,
mm-hmm.
by the way. And then
you guys grew
by building. So that's a beautiful thing right there. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Let me
also,
ask you something.
Also, the organization. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going in a little more in depth. Is that the organization was started in Clayton County, the community of Clayton County, and it supports the surrounding counties in Atlanta, Georgia. The county, these counties show great need and show disparity during that season of where it was started. And every time that I would try to move outside of the county, something always brought me back. So that's the heart of legacy. It's the original desire was to build a community up by providing workshops, aid, accountability, coaching, community service, opportunities, etiquette training, mentorship, tutoring, career training, job placement, and partnerships and scholarships for all ages. So that was the original vision for this nonprofit.
Okay. Now, it's crazy that you said that it started in Clayton County, and you always find yourself coming back to Clayton County. And the reason why I said that, because, yes, ma'am, when I used to live in Atlanta back in 2000, I actually moved to Clayton County. And
okay.
I had left and went back to New York and ended up in Maryland, North Carolina. But it always brought me back to Clayton County. Yes, ma'am. So that's pretty cool that you want to help that community, because there definitely is a lot of people to help in that community. So
it's a lot of disparity.
Yes, ma'am. Wow. Now, Mr. Jimmy, I want to ask you a little bit about, what you do as far as, being a motivational speaker to the guys in the prisons. Are you just in Clayton County, or are you in different counties?
Ashley, good morning. I am used everywhere I go. I'm to my Clayton County. That's where it started. I thank God for my wife, because she started something that's really needed. That's not only needed in Clayton County, but it's needed in a lot of places. But see, I'm the muscle. That's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get to know the muscle? That's me. My wife is the brain. I got the brains too as well, but my wife, she has a way of putting together things that motivates me to want to push it. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So far as the men, the ministry, when it comes to the men, let me tell you something. When it comes to this ministry, when it comes to the things of God, God made covenant with man.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bible, if you go back to Genesis, God made covenant with Adam. So therefore, there was an expectation in Adam to follow. So my thing is, no matter where I go, it's very important that men need to understand how to follow before they become a leader.
Right.
If you don't know how to follow Christ, if you don't know how to follow God, if you don't know how to follow instructions, how can you lead instructions? You can't do it.
Right.
So I'm pretty much everywhere. I'm like right now we're sitting in Texas. I can't even begin to tell you how many people I witnessed to in Texas just pulling up at a gas station. I purposely go in the neighborhoods where I come from. See, I come from the dirty. I come from going to prison. I come from doing time. I come from looking at people suffer, because it's one thing to be locked up physically, but it's a totally different thing to be locked up mentally.
Right.
You know, you can leave the prison, but would the prison leave you?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Can you understand? Because I'm going to tell you this. It took me a long time to know how to deal with society on a society level. Because in prison, you own guard at all times. Prison is not where you go and be rehabilitated no more. It's not like that. You go. This is life of the fetish. You got to survive. That's what it's about. So while in there, I began to sit back and take time, and I started fasting. I started praying, because there was a need, and the need was that people need to understand that, hey, man, it's okay. God loves you. right where you at. It don't matter what you did. It don't matter how you did it. It don't matter who was it. It don't even matter what the judge say. God still loves you. He ain't even mad at you. He's not mad at what you did yesterday, last year, or who you offended. Only thing he waiting on you to do is ask him for forgiveness. And please believe me, he will visit you.
Right.
Amen.
You're right about that. Yes, sir. So what kind of things, when you are working with the guys in the prison, what other things are you working with them, what other things to get them on track besides just what talk with them with God? Are there other programs that you have for them?
Well, I'm involved with the same programs as well as we're involved with the same programs together as far as educational, trying to help them get jobs, trying to get them to be able to look forward to something besides thinking that your life is over just because you've done time. Because I've always been the type that I don't take no for an answer.
Yeah. Keep knocking.
I don't take no for an answer. That's because I believe that God gives every man, as a matter of fact, in the Bible, God gives every man a measure of faith. So therefore, You have the same power that I got. I come out here, I refuse to take no for an answer. I'm in these people's. I'm shaking hands. I'm talking to people. I'm networking from place to place. People liking me. In other words, I get out here and use the same gift that God given me. That's what I try to encourage men to do. Listen, man, don't think that life is over just because you got a record or because something has happened to you. That does not matter. And especially if you serve the same God I serve.
Right.
That doesn't matter where you came from or what. That doesn't even matter. Because one thing about it, let me tell you something. Let me say this right here. You don't even know how smart you are until you get a position to use your brain.
Exactly.
You really don't know. You don't really know. You don't know what you can do until you put the pressure on yourself. You got to put the pressure on yourself. You got to take a chance to go out here and do this. You got to take a chance to go in this job over here that look like you ain't going to never have no, that you will never work there. The devil's a lie. You can get that job.
Right.
And that's my whole motivation, is to influence all our men, because you know what? The way it's gotten to the place now where, you know, and I love my wife. God knows. I don't know where this angel come from, but I know it had to be sent by Christ. You see what I'm saying? Somebody who can get in there. And one thing about it, if I'm raking the yard, she'll get out there and wreck a yard too. We might end up singing gospel music out there in the yard raking. But the case in point is to have somebody to walk beside you and then fight with you at the same time. And see, a lot of these guys out here, they've gotten to the point just because they can't get what they think they ought to have, or because of what they think they want, they feel like there's no hope. No, that's not, that devil's a lie. There's a lot of hope. There's a lot of hope. Because one thing I've learned is that first of all, I have to realize, this is what I try to teach men too, realize how the devil fights you.
Right.
Realize how he comes and attacks you. Because if you see if you realize how he attacks you, you'll see him before he get there.
Right.
And my main thing to the men is, man, start focusing on how. I don't care if it ain't nothing but if you're a married man and a woman walk by and she look good as all sunshine, that might be one of the ways the enemy attack you.
Exactly.
And then it sends you out to dwell in unknown places. The Bible says in Psalm 91, he who dwelleth in the sacred place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So that means if I'm dwelling in the wrong place, I'm out of protection.
That's right.
Right.
So I try to influence men to don't just give up on yourself. It's all right for people to give up on me, but I can't give up on me.
Right.
I can't give up on me. Because if I don't give up on me, they give me a niche to get up out of bed and be on go. I'm ready to go do this. I'm ready to go do something. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. And I'm glad that you stopped and talked to me. It's not just the people that's actually behind bars, because there's a lot of people that's actually in prison that's on the other side of the bars. So that's, I like to hear that you actually stopped to talk to everyone. And that's a beautiful thing. Yes, sir.
We don't need
yes, sir.
And I'm gonna say this too, Miss Faith, that you believe it or not. And it's funny because the Bible is the same way. Jesus was the same way. He wasn't accepted in his own home.
Mm-hmm.
In his own town. But everywhere else he went, everybody reverenced him. Everybody accepted him with open arms and they opened doors. And it's funny how when you go to your own home,
you're not received.
Right.
You're not received. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
So therefore, my mission talking, all that idle babbling. I don't do all that because that's another way the enemy sets us up.
That's true.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, I'm right there with you. Trust me, because I just sit here thinking about how I have to constantly pray over my business, and it's crazy because I help more strangers than I have. Than people that I know.
Okay.
So trust and believe. I'm right there with you. And it's sad, you know, it's sad that you got to help other people outside of your family. Because you should be able to go there first. So trust and believe. I feel everything that you're saying.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, yes, sir. So tell me a little bit about this the Leap Empowerment Conference that you guys are the guest speakers at?
Well,
is this Empowerment
we're actually the
conference?
Host. We're the host.
Oh, that's
the Elite
excellent.
Empowerment Conference. This is the first Elite Empowerment Conference of 2019. It's Legacy Foundation is presenting the conference. And we're looking forward to being inaugural, so a yearly thing. And this conference is a conference of leaders who will be speaking, and we're reaching out to the community's men, the women, and also our community's youth. It's committed to being a powerful and impactful conference, one that's calling forth the elite men, women, and youth of our community. The conference is looking to restore your purpose, increase your power, and ignite your passion. And it's mostly as you receive the tools that will be used for success in the upcoming year. The conference is here to empower many. Those who are hungry, those who want to see change, those who want to grow, those who want to develop, they'll get what they need at this conference.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Our slogan for the conference says, you'll go from an average you to an elite you for 2020 and the years beyond. So that is our goal, that is our focus, that is our prayer, and that's what we are committed to do.
Wow. I sure wish I could come there. I would love to come. I wish I could come. I might be able to come. I might move some stuff around on my schedule because that sounds very powerful. Do you guys now how much do it cost to come to the conference?
The conference original registration price was $50, but we're slashing that price today. This is the last week of the conference, and we're making it half price at $25. We just want people who just desire to come to make way and make room. Give yourself a seat. Give yourself a place of elevation in this next season. Don't sit back and say, oh, I don't have $50, or I don't have – if you don't have it, just come. Just come.
Mm-hmm.
Let that be my gift to you in this season. I don't want to see another person not come and reach their full potential because they set out another one. I went many years of missing conferences, and I've always wanted it. Now I'm able to present one. Also, I'm turning 40 that Friday, so this is my birthday gift to myself as well to others to empower others.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Ahead of time.
Let me say this right here. Now, I'm so bona fide for real. I'm not playing. Look. There's no room for playing no more.
That's right.
We grown. So if you come to this conference, you come for real. Because it's not, let me tell you something. I done seen every part of the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I done seen every part of what the world got to offer. And please believe me, it cannot even stand in the weight class from what I received from God.
Amen.
So
this is
if you notice, it's an elite empowerment. In other words, there's a move.
Mm-hmm. A shift.
There's a shift. There's an empowerment shift. There's a move that's going to take place.
Mm-hmm.
So come expectation of a move. Not a move in a new furniture, not a move for a new car, nor a new house. For a change of life.
For changing you.
For a change within yourself. And as a matter of fact, I want anybody out there in the world, whoever listens to my voice, raise your hand if you can find that there's everything perfect about you.
Not at all.
I don't believe there's one person that can cast a stone. Mm-hmm. That's perfect. So, therefore, there is a need for something to change because guess what? The year is changing. Things are changing.
That's
the enemy is turning up his power. The enemy is turning up his attack. He's attacking children. He's got people going in malls, taking babies, and all kind of stuff.
Right.
It's funny that you said what the enemy is doing because I had just said about 3 to 4 months ago before I even got to where I was giving a lot of motivational messages on the daily on Facebook, I was saying to myself and hearing God say, hey, every time that I go through another problem or another situation or another circumstance or a tragedy, I said, okay, that's the devil giving me hell. Okay, devil, I said, for every hell that you give me, now I'm getting ready to give you hell. Touch my children again, touch my marriage, touch my finances, touch my job, touch the things that are connected to me or my people, I'm going to give you hell. And the way that you give them hell is change your world, change your life, recommit yourself back to God, give God more praise on a daily. And that's what God begins to inhabit and begins to work on your behalf, and that's what the enemy begins to scatter. So it's time for a new season, and you got to be prepared for what 2020 has to offer. A lot of people are not prepared. You cannot go into 2020 the way you did in 2019 and expect a different result. That's insanity. So I'm looking for greatness. I expect greatness, and so it's time to walk into greatness. And so I'm commending anyone and admonishing any and everyone that's out there, and even on the sound of both of our voices, come forth. Change in this season. You don't have to wait until 2020. Change now.
Amen. Wow. This sounds like it's going to be a powerful meeting. Yes, sir.
Come on,
yes,
in the
ma'am.
Room, then.
You know?
We hungry over here.
I see. That's what I like. Well, we're going to take a quick break right quick, and we'll be right back, okay? And this song that we're going to be playing is Iva Foster, No Weapon.
My family and my friends believe.
That's Iva Foster, No Weapon. I love it. That girl.
I love it.
She said chill through me.
yeah, and had a little jam with it.
Yes. We have some callers on the line. I'm gonna open up the line right quick and see if any callers have anything they want to ask. Hi, caller, from area code 908. Do you have any questions for Mr. Jimmy and Joy Hall? All right. I'm gonna leave the lines open if you have.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I just jumped on the line. I just wanted to give Joy a shout out. I'm Cece from Georgia, and I'm looking forward to the Empowerment Conference.
Thank you. And look forward to seeing you. Cece will be one of our speakers.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And what is your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Cece Caldwell.
Okay.
Cece, let them know what's the title of your message, what you'll be speaking on.
I will be speaking about self-care equals self-love.
Yes.
Wow. That's beautiful. We need it.
It is.
We need all of this, all this empowerment in our communities. Trust me.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you getting on the line.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So let me ask, do you guys still need vendors, or are you already covered with the vendors?
Well, we are still have the doors open for vendors if they would like to become a part and participate with us. We currently have a couple of authors, a new author as well as a seasoned author that will be there. Both are ministers that just recently published books. We have Clayton County Board of Health, the health department that I once was a coordinator at. Some of them will be there as well and have a table. So there may be some health things that would be administered as well as some awareness, as well as those who love jewelry. I know that we'll have a jewelry table available.
Okay.
So there's still space available for vendors. All they would need to do is contact us via email at thelegacyfoundation17@gmail.com. Yes. That's thelegacyfoundation17@gmail.com, and we'll follow up with you guys.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Is it a price for the vendors for their tables?
The vendor tables were $50, but because we price and flash it as well for $25 as well. We just need people to just not be afraid to come out and take the platform as well that's being given and presented to them.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. Wow, this sounds like it's going to be a pretty big event.
Well, as big sounds as your like heart's it. Desire, it will be.
Yeah.
As big as your expectation is, that's what it's going to be.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
We're going to let God do his work.
Yes. I was looking at the flyer, and I've seen all the different people on there, and that's, you know, pretty cool. One of the things that kind of captured my attention is I see that you're a registered nurse. And it put me in the mind that not only are you healing people, helping heal people through their body, but you help to heal people through their mind.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. That's very profoundly put.
Yes, ma'am. And I pay attention to a lot of different things that most people wouldn't pay attention to. And I guess that's just kind of my upbringing around entrepreneurs and things like that. And I kind of capture things that's on the other side of what other people would normally think of. But, yeah, that just really put me to mind. So how long were you a registered nurse?
I have been a nurse now since 2011. I've been in the medical field since 99. I have been in a position for healing since I was a little girl. Even in 88, it was prophesied over me that my hands would heal. So I always had a love to help, to heal the hurting. And thanks be unto my father, my mother, Willie and Alice Wallace of Mobile, Alabama. My father, who was a pastor at the time, they made sure that we had every opportunity to go and lay hands on the sick and see them recover. So that's not just scriptural, that's a gift. And I do use the opportunity every time that I have the opportunity to touch a patient, to reach a patient who believes in faith or a patient who wants someone to pray with them. I take that opportunity, and my days are great. So I'm just not reaching people on the outside. I'm reaching them on the inside, and I thank God for the license because the license gives me access. Otherwise, if you don't have a license, you can't have access into that patient's room. So it's a setup.
Right, so. Right. That's a beautiful setup, though. I like it.
Yes.
I want to talk about your book, but before we do that, I want to put out the, you know, the address and the information for your conference.
Okay.
Now, when is the date and the time and the place for the conference?
Okay. The Elite Empowerment Conference of 2019 will be held this Saturday, December 21st of 2019, from the hours of 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and I believe that's 1890. 2nd Avenue, Decatur, Georgia, 330.
All right. Okay. And that's it. That's from 10 to 2, guys, at 1890 2nd Avenue, Decatur, Georgia, and that's for the conference. Yes, ma'am. Now, your book, Ms. Joy, I talk to a lot of authors. I do. I love it. I love hearing people's stories. Inspire them to write their books and things like that. So I talk to a lot of authors. I have a lot that come on my show. So, but tell me a little bit about your book, Joy Comes in the Morning.
Well, Joy Comes in the Morning was inspired by many of my life experiences and the revelation of the foundational scripture of Psalms 30, verse 5, which reads, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." It let me know that what I was going through was temporary, and when I realized that my situation or circumstance was temporal, I knew that my tears were also. And from there, there was a renewed peace and a renewed joy that enabled me to get through that situation because joy itself stimulates strength. According to Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So a lot of times I'll look at the fact that when my strength is down or my level of strength is low, I check my joy level. Where is my joy level at? So that's just where it comes from. So in that book, it's not a book of poems. It's a book of life experiences as well as aspirations and affirmations are daily confessions that after each session that is entitled in the book, you're able to speak daily positive words of affirmation over your life. So the book is a short read, but it's something that you'll utilize every day. My grandmother, who evangelist, Frances Lewis, who passed last year, she used that book every day since 06. And she said, "Joy, I must tell you," she said, "if I never pick up the Bible again, you have enough word in that book to keep somebody going." But every day, my grandmother admonished me using my book. The book also was instrumental in bringing my mother and my father together when they were going on the grounds of divorce and they were separating. I had just written the book. The first chapter is in regards to marriage. And there's a confession for the husband and the wife to speak over one another. They begin to use that confession. They're now still married and now 40 years married strong.
Wow. That's powerful. Man. That's powerful.
It is.
I'm just learning about your book, and I'm definitely going to go and get the book because I want to read it for myself. So that's very powerful.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I like that, you know, how inspirational you guys are. And it's about, you know, I always tell people, it's about always sharing your story and sharing what you go through because a lot of times people – We share all the good stuff, but it, you know, sometimes it took some bad things sometimes to get you to the good stuff. And so, you know, a lot of people keep stuff covered, but if you share your story with people, it'll inspire other people to share theirs and to, you know, to, you know, be an inspiration to others. And so, That's pretty cool. If you don't mind, if you don't mind me asking me, you know, you want to share anything that you went through that kind of inspired you on this path with, you know, being an inspirational speaker and writing this book. And do you mind sharing anything that with the audience that you went through?
Okay. I don't mind. I want to say something that my father, that a nugget from my father was, true deliverance is transparency, or vice versa, transparency is true deliverance. And I am an open book. My husband himself is an open book, but we're free. We're free by the words of our testimony. People are made to have and be able to walk into liberty because of someone else's testimony. I have been through much. I've been through a terrible marriage at the end of 17 years to get to a good marriage now, to find the right one now. Without even searching, God answered prayer, and Jimmy Hall is just that. I have two sons. I had a son originally. My first son is out of wedlock, my senior year of high school. I originally was going to school to be a doctor, and ended up getting pregnant my senior year, graduated top of my class, the one that everybody's, oh, Joy will be the one. If there's anybody, Joy will be the top of this, that, and the other. But I never was once ashamed. I was meant to be shamed, because what the devil meant for evil, God will indeed turn it around for your good. Now looking back, I didn't need to be Dr. Joy Wallace back then. I needed to be just where I am, because I'm noticing in the position that I'm in, the doctors are not the ones laying hands on people. They come at the last resort. I'm a labor and delivery nurse. So the nurse is the one healing and touching and speaking and developing rapport and trust throughout the day. And so I find myself appreciating the role and the detours that God allowed me to go through to finally be where I am today. So I'm in a place of healing. I'm a place where I do share my testimony with my young girls, with my young mothers, with my old mothers. And I share with those who have had a baby out of wedlock that, hey, look at me. It took me a class at a time to get through school, but I had a degree. It took, and not only one degree, I'm on a third degree. So I'm always encouraging, always pushing, always lifting up. And I want to leave this life leaving a legacy. I want to leave this life inspiring, knowing that I've changed, or knowing that I've touched someone else's life. It's not about Joy. It's not about me. It's about someone else. And so when you graduate to that position and you realize that it's not about self, but about loving everyone else, God can then send what you need and give you the love that you need to shed abroad in your heart. I do have a confession that that's one of the affirmations at the end of the book, that a young lady prayed for me while I was going through my despair or period of depression as I was going through separation. And I didn't realize it came from my book, but it was a young lady who read to me or spoke it over a prayer call from Miami, Florida. And it says, the expected end confession. It says, Lord, I thank you for keeping me on your mind. Thank you for thinking good thoughts of me. I am no longer hopeless, because you have a plan and a purpose for my life. Help me each day to walk into my purpose. Continue to remind me that there is an expected end for me, one that is successful and full of your goodness. I bind every distraction and stumbling block that should try to waver me. I release ordered steps in my path ahead. Remove from me people are things that don't influence my purpose. I thank you that I will be sensitive to your voice, that whatever I set my hands to will prosper, and as I begin each day in confidence of my purpose, you will be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. I was going to ask you if you had anything to say to the world, what would you say? But that's very powerful right there.
Yeah. Go ahead. You're fine.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. You was getting ready to say whatever you could say to the world, what would you say?
If I had anything to say to the world today, I would say go back and rediscover self. rediscover self and rediscover your maker. I find today in everything that I do, when I walk out the doors now and I step out and I breathe, I realize the first miracle of the day was opening my eyes. The next miracle was being able to stretch and extend my limbs. The next miracle was being able to open my mouth and utter a word. We didn't have to have his breath today, but we do. And so the miracle is just being you, but now also taking the audacity of being you and sharing you with others. Baby, do you have something you'd like to say to you to support the world?
My only thing that I would say to the world is there's nothing in this world that's in this world that did not come with instructions.
Mm.
There's not a car that didn't come with instructions. There's not a paint job that don't have instructions. Even this radio station that we own, there's a certain order of instructions that you must follow. And
yes.
The only thing I would say to the world is the Bible, the word Bible stands for basic instructions before leaving Earth. You could try to put together a toy without them instructions, and that toy going to be jacked up. That toy going to be, it ain't going to come apart, the wheel going to come off, whatever. It's not going to work right. So my thing to the people is, God created man. God blew the very breath in man's chest, in your nostrils. He gave you the air to breathe. Matter of fact, he got down on his knees and got dirty, and he made man with his hands. He didn't call it to him. He made it with his hands. So my point to the people is, your life, it ain't going to work right without them instructions. The instructions is very important. It's the Bible might look boring, and you might see people, and people think that living for God is boring. Man, I had a boy's fun. As a matter of fact, I used to be a kingpin. I used to have plenty of money, plenty of cars, houses. Listen, let me tell you something. I'd be more satisfied not broke.
That's right.
I have more joy in my heart broke.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I serve a God that made the man to make money. So I'm always rich. I'm never broke.
Exactly.
So by God's grace, I'm here. And I encourage you guys out there, man. If you don't read number one verse, take that one scripture and try your best to walk by it.
That's right.
And see, because the Bible talks about if you draw near to me and I draw near to you. So if you draw towards him, he's going to stay, not the rest of it.
Amen.
It took me years to get to where I am. And guess what? I still ain't perfect. It took me years to get here. I had to hit my
head. At least you're on your way to do something.
That's right. I got a zeal now, different zeal.
Yes.
And my zeal ain't to hang out at the store where everybody can see me. It's not about everybody seeing me now. It's about living for God to be a living example. Now, if you want to see me, see that.
Right.
See
it. I know that's right. Amen. Miss Cece, I normally don't do this, but Miss Cece, do you have anything you would want to share with the world if you had the opportunity?
I absolutely would. And I think one of the most important things that we need to be is authentic beings. We have enough copycats. We don't need that.
Amen.
God created each and every one of us fearfully and wonderfully. We are his workmanship, the Bible says. And so we have to really all understand that with our idiosyncrasies, with our flaws, we are perfectly imperfect. God knows that. So we can't make excuses and justifications for why we don't do, why we don't try, why we aren't living who we were created to be today. But what I understand is this. The reason some of us are in the position we're in is because we don't know who we are.
That's right.
And even more important than that, we don't know whose we are. And I often ask three questions. Who are you? Why are you here? And what is your divine assignment? When you seek God for the answers and you get the answers to those questions, you can live your life every day on purpose, whether or not you got a dime or not in your pocket. Because it's about service, it's about love, it's about kindness. And when we do that, the world we live in today would be a better place.
Amen. Well, it was a pleasure to have all of you guys on my show today.
A pleasure being with you. Thank you.
So I'm going to end the show out with, I'm going to play a song right quick. It's going to be called The God in Me. But I want to thank Mr. Jimmy Hall and Ms. Joy Hall and Ms. Cece for getting on the line today. Again, they have the Legacy Foundation. They have an Elite Empowerment Conference that's going to be this Saturday at 1890 2nd Avenue in Decatur, Georgia, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you're a vendor, please contact us. Is there a number, again, what's the number of the email that they can contact you guys?
You may use the phone number of 470-629-0545, as well as email us at thelegacyfoundation17@gmail.com.
All right. And there it is. I'm looking forward to meeting you guys soon in person. We've been doing a lot of talking for the last couple of weeks, and I'm looking forward to meeting you guys. Well, it was a pleasure having you on Faith Focus Fitness Blog Talk, and I would love to have you guys back on and talk about the outcome of the conference, you know, whenever you guys have a chance sometime in January.
Thanks. You can look forward to that in 2020. I look forward to speaking with you and doing great things with you in 2020. Let's share the platform.
All right. Amen. But you guys have a great day. I'm going to end the show out with The God in Me. And you guys have a blessed and safe day, okay?
You as well.
God bless
you. Increase you.
Mary, 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 Mary,
Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary,
Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary,
Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary,
Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary,
Mary, Mary, Mary,
behind closed doors, man, you hit the floor, and what they can't see is your own, your knees, those
thought you weighed me down. You thought you had me leveled to the ground. My life was such a mess, I was so depressed. Didn't think that I was truly blessed. I once was blind, but now I see. It took the Lord to rescue me out of all of the pain.